emotional wounds and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Welcome, everyone. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. But have you ever wondered why you keep changing and even after you've done so much healing? Well, see, that's what tonight's show is all about. You don't arrive, you evolve. And I'm doing another show because I realized, and I put it in this show before, I really decided to let this word go, and it's healing. Because we think healing is a destination. I'm going to be healed when it comes to our journey of evolving and changing who we are. And the reason I stopped really talking about that word healed and gave it up and embrace, evolve, or expand within myself is because I've been sick. And when I was sick and I needed to heal, that was because there was something within me that was sick. I was coughing, and I realized that's not what I want to call the journey in my life. I don't want to call it a healing journey. I want to call it evolving or expanding my knowledge within myself. So you're going to have to come back in a couple of weeks. I think it's February 4th or in a few weeks, or if you're listening to this after maybe this year, come back and listen to that show because there's so many words this year I'm dropping, and healing is one of them. But let's get to tonight's show because I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you're watching me on Inspired Choices Network or any other platform out there. But tonight's show is all about you don't arrive, you evolve. Have you ever wondered why you keep changing, even after you've done so much healing? We treat change like a destination. One day I'll be healed. One day I'll be confident. One day I'll have it all figured out. But evolution doesn't work that way. Growth isn't a finish line you cross. It's a daily practice you live. And that's why this is so important to really talk about. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will explore the truth that you are meant to keep evolving, not because something is wrong with you, but because growth is your natural state. Every conversation, every challenge, every moment of awareness invites you to become a more aligned version of yourself. So that's what tonight's show is. And like I said, I'm starting to let go of that word healing. Now, if you're sick, you have the flu, you have the coronavirus, you have bronchitis, which is going around here by chance. You want to heal from that because there's a part of you that doesn't feel right. And that's why I want to let go of that and talk more about expanding and evolving who we are. Because we want to continue to grow. We want to continue to change parts of us that we don't like. Many corporate companies that I've worked for, one of the values and my value within myself now and within my clients is embrace change. Embrace change. Why do companies change? Well, because they found out a better way in their systems, a better way to do things. And that's what we're supposed to do even as humans. We are supposed to expand our knowledge, expand our reach, expand who we are, and grow. And that's exactly what this is about. But the problem is we're all waiting for that day where we can say and conquer and say, I've healed. Well, if you're sick or if you need to have a surgery, yeah, you might be healed. But when it comes to your mentality, your personality, your emotional state, you should always be expanding it. You should be always evolving with it. See, because you went to therapy, you did all that work, you journal maybe every day, you forgave those that harmed you, you grew, And yet you feel like, why am I not there yet? Because you're never supposed to be there. Because basically, when you get there, you're not here. Think about that. When am I going to get there? There is not the state of here. And kind of now, when I think about there, I think of there as you're not even here. You're kind of deceased. And that's why I feel like this is such a big topic that everyone talks about, is we get so upset because we feel like I should be farther along. I should be able to let that go fast. I should be able to not have to journal every day. I should not have to be going to therapy. I should not have these thoughts. No, you should, because that's being challenged in life and that's being expanding. Like, if I wasn't, so I'm a recovering people pleaser, I'm a recovering emotional eater. There's many parts of me that I'm still recovering from. I'm not covering up. I'm not saying it doesn't still exist within me, but I like when I get challenged because then I know where my growth still needs to be, where I still want to evolve. Because, yeah, we should be challenged every day in our life. And recovery is probably another one of those words that I'm trying to figure out other word to say instead, because I don't need to cover anything up. I don't need to sit here and really, when someone asks me something and I say no, to say, you know what, that's because I am a recovering people pleaser. So I'm saying no. No. I love being challenged now, because then I know where I've evolved. I'm not healed, because that was a part of me that wasn't broken. It was a part of me that I realized I was just not paying attention to myself. I was not being true to myself. And when I decided that I was not being true to myself, that I was doing things and going places and being in rooms that I never wanted to be in. Why? Because I hadn't started expanding, growing within myself, or evolving into the person I wanted to be. Instead, I just kept thinking, well, maybe if I go here, if I do this, if I do that. It was a part of me that needed, you hear that? I needed validation. I didn't need to heal from validation, because there was nothing broken with validation. We all want validation, but it's when we can seek it within ourselves. So I ask you, are you one of those people that are out here saying, when is this journey going to end? When am I going to be healed? That's a question to ask yourself. But are you broken? Are you sick? No. You're just figuring out things that might make you feel icky inside. And maybe you want to stop doing. Or maybe you want to just embrace the change that you're like, you know what? I really hate going here. I don't like doing that. I don't even like going to that place to eat. But because you wanted to be with these certain people, you did not stand up for yourself. And now that you realize this, and maybe one day you wake up and you say, I don't like going there. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Does any of this resonate to you that I'm saying? Have you ever woke up and someone says, hey, we're going to go here. You're going to go, right? And you say, yeah. And then you wake up and you go, why did I agree to do that? I don't like going there. I don't like doing that. Is it because maybe you enjoy the company of those people, but you don't enjoy the activity? So then speak up for yourself. And that's what this is about. That is not something inside of you that's broken or needs to be fixed or is sick. It's just something inside of you that you want to be around certain people or certain things that you don't know how to speak up for yourself. But embrace that change that you're starting to feel that you want to do. See, that's what this evolving and expanding your knowledge and embracing change is it's learning to continue to question everyday things, especially when you start dreading things in your life. That's because your subconscious is saying, hey, we need to do something here different. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. I'm tired of doing this. And that's how you grow. It's all about growing and expanding the knowledge you have within yourself. And that's what this is about. It's about growing and expanding the knowledge within yourself. Now think about that. If you took time to sit with yourself and really depict everything you do in your life, would you say you're 100% satisfied? 75% satisfied? 50% satisfied? If it's anything below that, you need to start questioning things in your life. And where do you need to embrace change? Where do you need to evolve? Where do you need to grow and expand? Because when you're trying to stop things like people pleasing, you realize that when you stand in your power, those people that you enjoyed being around, they're still going to be there. If it's you that they enjoy, if it's taking advantage of you, they're not. So think about that. When are you going to stand up for yourself? It's not about healing anything. You're not sick. You're not broken. It's about just standing in your power, in who you are. Recently, I have been working with a lot of clients who realize that they've spent about 65% of their life, if you think about adulthood, conforming to what other people expect of them and not what they wanted for themselves. Hello, I can stand here and sit here. I'm sitting, not standing, and raise my hand and say, I did that too. I followed the majority and did what I was basically told and conditioned to do. It was when I decided to step out because I started having that icky feeling. I wasn't broken. I wasn't sick. I just started saying, you know what? There's something different out here for me. What do I want to embrace? What do I want to change? What do I want to grow? Where do I want to gain knowledge within myself? And when I started saying no, or when I started walking away, that's when I realized I was becoming who I wanted to become and who I was meant to become all along. And that's what working with me and my clients has been about. So we're about to go to the break, but I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here of Emotional Elevator. And who am I? What makes me an expert on this topic? Well, because I not only have gone through this path in life, and I still am going and growing and evolving and expanding, but I work with clients to help them evolve and expand and really embrace who they want to be, maybe in the next chapter, maybe just in the next decade, maybe just in the next year in their life. I also work with teams in the corporate world by using things like Legos to get down to the nitty-gritty within themselves. So if you are listening to me or enjoying my show, please, if you're an Apple, give me a 5-star review. And also help me to get the word out, because there's people out here who could use this knowledge, because maybe they're ready to evolve and expand who they are. So let's go to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. And like I've said, if you are watching, listening to me on Apple iTunes, please give me a 5-star review and help me to get the word out. If there's someone you feel that could use a little bit of this advice or expertise, please let them know. But again, I am Sandy Bird on Emotional Elevator, so search for Emotional Elevator. And Sandy Bird, that is spelled S-A-N-D-E-E-B-Y-R-D. If you happen to stumble across me, you can find me on all social media platforms as Sandy Bird. Also, my website, Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E-B-Y-R-D.com. And like I always say, to get on a conversation call with me or a connection call, it's free. And if you go on my website and you're thinking, you know what, none of these programs align with me, we can design a program for you. Because just getting to the part where you're ready to grow and expand who you are, maybe you want to embrace this change within yourself. Let's get on a call. Let's figure out how we can expand who you are. So in the first part of the show, I was talking about growth is your natural state. We want to continue to change parts of us that we don't like. Companies should be changed because they found better way in their systems. I love being challenged because it shows me where I have evolved and still need to evolve. See, in the description of this, I talked about being confident. I said, one day I'll be healed. One day I'll be confident. One day I'll have it all figured out. See, here's the point about all of this. There are days where I know everyone can say they have moments in their days where they're 100% confident, whether they're a mom, a spouse, just a daughter or son, or in corporate world where they have done the best job in anything in their life. Maybe it's just driving and you're like, I am so confident in this. Does that mean you're confident? Yeah, but that's a momentary thing. There are so many things in my life I'm confident about. But if you take me up in an airplane, tell me to jump out, I'm going to tell you I'm going to be a little baby and I'm not going to be that confident. But if that's the only way I'm going to get back to the ground, I'm going to jump. And yeah, I'm not going to embrace it at first. You're probably going to hear me scream, but I'm willing to take that because that shows growth within myself that I can fight that fear. I can take on that challenge. But like I said, am I going to be confident right away? No. So it's that also that thing that we're never going to have our life figured out. And when I started on this road that I'm on, it wasn't to fix anything broken within me. I thought it was. And that's a illusion. There was never anything broke in me. It's that I wanted to evolve, and the things that I was like starting to feel icky about, I wanted to say no to, or I wanted to figure out what is it that I wanted to change within me? What did I want to evolve? What did I want to expand in my knowledge? And that's exactly what this show is about. We can be in therapy, we can have coaches. I'm a coach. I have a coach. I'm in a coaching group. And I work with people who are still wondering, when is the day going to come when I'm going to be healed? Well, are you sick? No. You're just growing and growing within yourself and realizing, A, maybe you've outgrown that job. Maybe you've outgrown that boyfriend, that girlfriend. I don't want to go into the marriage side of this. Maybe you've realized that you have an addiction to food because it makes you feel better when you feel bad, or it makes you feel good when you're feeling good. That's called a substance use disorder. It's really not an addiction. It's basically a part of you that just feels the need to have something because it makes you feel good. And when you're finally getting to the point where you're like, it's not making me feel good anymore, you're evolving. You're willing to take the steps to start expanding the knowledge within you. Are you ever going to be healed? Yeah, maybe if you got the flu. But it's all about becoming knowledgeable within yourself and inviting new awareness, new desires. How about the first time you decided what boundaries were? And, you know, I did an evidence list and realized, and now being around adult children, I set boundaries years ago. I never realized that that's what I was doing, because there was times where I allowed boundaries to be broken, but there was times where I set solid boundaries that didn't get broken. And how can I continue to set more boundaries? And it wasn't to harm anyone else. It was because I wanted to value myself more. All these terms we've been evolving with, and I know I myself was evolving with over the past multiple years, and calling things like a healing journey, I realized there was never anything broken in me. I'm going on an evolving journey. I'm going on an expanding journey. I'm going on an empowering journey, because I'm transforming who I am. And that's what I want you to do. So I want you to think about this. What would it look like to trust this change instead of resisting it? What would it look like to you? And if you're doing things like journaling every day, and one day you wake up and you don't journal, doesn't mean you're not still evolving and growing. Because there's so many things in life that maybe if you didn't embrace it, it would just continue to grow and expand the knowledge within you. So this show tonight is all about asking yourself, where do you want to expand and evolve within yourself? And do you want to stop doing that? Do you want to just sit in the chair and go, I've arrived? Because where have you arrived to? Where are you going to? And it's almost time for my show to end. So let's just dive in a little bit to next week's show. Why is this happening to me? Because I want you to stay tuned to this, because this is another big topic. Why is this happening to me? And it kind of is a segue to this. And the next few shows are kind of segues to part of this is we need challenges in life. We need to continue to expand who we are. And like I said, I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here. I'm a coach. I'm a transformational coach. I'm an empowerment expert. And it's not just from the evolution within myself. It's that I put proof in the package. I put proof behind me. I have clients out there that can tell you that they have learned to embrace change. We've let go of some words as we've evolved. And to get on a conversation connection call with me, it's always free. And I do have three programs listed on my website. And if none of them speak to you, we can design one for you. What is it you're ready to work on? What is it you're ready to expand in? Where would you like to evolve? Do you want to start diving into why you're a people pleaser? Why you have feelings of abandonment? Why you just can't forgive? What is so deep within me that I can't forgive people? Because it's in you. It's not necessarily in them. It's what's in you. And it's like my programs are all about empowering and finding your authentic self. See, that was a word 4 years ago I hated. But I realized because I didn't know what it meant for me. And let's get it to where what it means to you. So, journal prompt, a question that I asked. What would it look like to trust this change instead of resisting it? What would it look like to change something in your life instead of resisting it? And why are you scared to make that change if it feels icky inside of you? That's a question. And if you want, reach out to me and we can dive into that question. So, of course, again, if you're enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. It will help me to get the word out and get the information out to those that need it. Share it with someone you feel this could help because they're not broken. They don't need to heal. They just need to evolve and grow within themselves. So, thank you for joining me tonight. And stay tuned to next week with Why Is This Happening to Me? I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.
Night.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show.
Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.